You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Brady goes from football to soccer. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. A very good morning to you. Yes, the NFL star Tom Brady has become the latest US sports star to invest in English soccer. He's taken a minority stake in Birmingham City, a club which plays in the second tier.
So here's the deal. I'm officially coming on board at Birmingham City Football Club. And maybe you're asking, what do you know about English football, Tom? Well, let's just say I got a lot to learn. But I do know a few things about winning, and I think they might translate pretty well.
Now, that was a video issued online by the club today, and we don't know how much Brady has invested in Birmingham, but he did say he'll be working with the club on health, nutrition, marketing, and commercial opportunities. Okay, so we've got Dan Plumley, sport finance expert at Sheffield Hallam University. Hi, Dan.
Morning.
So the news is that Tom Brady is taking a minority stake. First of all, Dan, what does it mean when you take a minority stake? What kind of involvement will Tom Brady have?
Yeah, so it varies dependent on the stake of the investment and the percentage. Obviously, those have not been disclosed yet, but a minority stake tends to be something usually in the region of sort of less than 20%, you would probably say, as an estimate. And that will give him, you know, a say, an involvement in the decision-making process, but it won't give him overriding control over decision-making.
Yeah, it's interesting. You're right. They haven't disclosed the size of the stake or the amount that he's invested. But I mean, I'm sorry to any Birmingham City fans, but they're not a top tier club, right? I mean, would his involvement make any difference to the club's performance, do you think?
Yeah, I think that's the really interesting thing. The championship in English football is a very difficult league to get out of. It does take a lot of investment, and we know that clubs are operating in that league at phenomenal losses in many cases. So it's a really kind of strange financial situation, certainly compared to the American model of sports where profit maximising is the aim. In terms of what he'll be there for, again, few kind of speculative guesses and unknowns at the minute, but you can imagine there'll be a big marketing presence as well in terms of his profile in the States and using that to form some sort of commercial leverage.
And then, I mean, Dan, big picture on this, it seems like every other week, maybe every other month, we're doing a story about a big US sports star putting money in UK football clubs. I mean, what is the attraction?
Yeah, it is. It's part of a much bigger picture, and we've seen the kind of reciprocal move the other way in terms of, you know, Premier League clubs looking to get exposure in the States. And I think, again, you know, I look at these things and you look at kind of the way the American sports model works and the way these venture capital firms work and the investment vehicles that sit behind it, there is an ultimate aim to make money at the end of the day. That's what they do. That's what they're geared up to do. So it's interesting to put that into a European sport model, and particularly the championship, where the dynamic is completely different and a lot of these clubs don't make money. So that's the kind of sort of question mark in all of this. Mm. But I think they see the appeal of still English football and certainly the appeal of that around the world as a market that's still potentially got some growth there. And I think we've seen that.
Dan Plumley, thank you so much for joining us on Marketplace.
No problem.
Okay, let's do the numbers. Asian stocks are down after Fitch downgraded US debt. We're all connected. And we've got a rates decision coming here in the UK. The expectation is that the bank rate will go higher than 5%. Day four of our immigration series. Today we're going to Argentina, which has the second largest economy in South America. But inflation has soared to more than 100%. And it was hit hard first by the pandemic, then by the big rise in global food and fuel prices, and a severe drought and political instability aren't helping either. And that's pushed some people, particularly professionals, to leave the country for the US and Canada. The BBC's Natalio Casoy reports from Buenos Aires.
Being able to afford rent, saving and in some cases buying basic goods has become particularly hard in Argentina.
It is difficult, and especially in the last couple of years with the rises in inflation rates.
This is Ivan Castro. He is 28 years old and he's a neurology resident at this private hospital in the capital of Argentina, Buenos Aires. Medical residents make the equivalent of around $500 a month.
I've been in Canada recently. A resident would be winning maybe between $3,000 to $4,000 Canadian, way, way more than what a resident here.
In part due to the economic situation, Ivan has decided he will move to Canada.
It's getting more difficult to grow and to be stable here.
Inflation is making life hard, and it's not just 10 or 12% a year, it's more than 100. Economist Micaela Fernández Alaua works at think tank Fundar. She says people are caught in a vicious cycle.
Because we've reached a high inflation regime, everyone adjusts their expectations and their behavior according to the inflation.
In essence, everyone assumes prices will go up, so acts defensively, raising their own prices. Gabriel is the manager of a dairy products and cooked meat stall in this food market. He says the cost of food is constantly changing.
We use this kind of sticker to display the prices, and then we switch to magnets because it's easier when you have to change them all the time.
His income has dropped so much that Gabriel has been forced to move out of his home.
The rent was too expensive. It doubled from one month to the next.
People like Gabriel are the ones who lose out, says economist Micaela Fernández Alaua.
People cannot update their income as inflation rises.
That's driving some to leave Argentina. For those that stay, their only hope is that the general election will bring some desperately needed economic change. In Buenos Aires, I'm the BBC's Natalio Casoy for Marketplace.
Now, Britain's broadcasting watchdog Ofcom says older viewers are increasingly switching away from live television to streaming. Not good news for broadcast companies. Here's the BBC's Guy Lambert.
Across Britain, viewing and listening habits are changing. The latest Ofcom report shows the proportion of people tuning into live TV each week fell from 83% in 2021 to 79% last year, the sharpest decline on record. The move seems to be towards digital services.
The BBC's Guy Lambert there, and I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Have a great day.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.